Good morning, Nick. Look, this week we've seen the many faces of not news, I think. Sometimes actual news can be happening and not news will burst through the door.
I think I see where you're going with this.
Maybe on a baby bouncer? This is fantastic, but it was kind of pointless, right? So there was a BBC news piece about the impeachment of the South Korean president, which is actual news that we should be paying
really
attention
big
to.
News. Yeah,
and they were interviewing a professor, Robert Kelly, over Skype when through the door behind him burst his children. Including just a baby who doesn't even know where it is, but is just happy to be there. And then the mum skids through and picks them up and shuts the door behind her. I mean, it's a great video.
It's an amazing video. But it was everywhere. It was everywhere.
But yeah, it was everywhere to the point where the professor even got interviewed again by media outlets because he had become viral.
Yeah.
And that became news in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a weird relationship here between viral videos and the media. It's like, I don't know, it's like a toxic dump that's burning.
Yeah, it's not symbiotic anymore. It's not good, is it?
No, they're It's yeah. I'm speechless because in my head, I could have some like clever lines, but instead I'm just thinking of the baby's face when it's going through the door.
The baby face is adorable.
That is the power of not news.
Yeah. Look, I'll give it to the young girl who comes in first. One of my favorite things I did see doing the rounds was walk into the room like a small child in bomb-ass glasses invading a white man's meeting.
Perfect. Perfect. And look, next. The next piece is also utterly, utterly pointless. The news this week that came out about a family in Tasmania's Meander Valley who are refusing to pay their council taxes and have done so for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they owe $10,000.
That's a lot of taxes.
Yeah. Why do you think they wouldn't have paid those taxes?
Well, I imagine it's a really serious political conversation they need to have.
It 100% is. It's because they say that the land they're on belongs to God and not the council.
So it's a render unto Caesar moment, is it?
It is. And look, quite frankly, there's only one God's country, and that's the Sutherland Shire. And we're prepared to fight you for it.
You've never been to the Margaret River. Go on.
I think, look, it's... Again, is like we've got a lot of family-themed not news this week. So we've had children interrupting a proper news segment. We've had
impeachment of South Korea's president. I didn't even know that's what he was talking about. Sorry,
no, it doesn't. It just became completely
yeah.
irrelevant straight away to God's country. And now we've got the final piece of not news is God's favorite alcoholic beverage.
Oh dear.
Now we were talking about this before as to whether or not the incident this week involving Cooper's Beer funding a marriage equality ad. I'm not going to say anti or pro because it was kind of trying to do both at the same time, but also anti. And then following that up by announcing that they were making beer cans to celebrate 200 years of the Bible Society, which makes perfect sense because everyone wants to see Bible verses when they're smashing down tinnies. Is this not news? Is it actual news? Where do we stand anymore?
Look, I think there was news around this. I think it quickly got out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, the ad itself is painful.
It's awful.
And the beer itself, yeah, not my favourite.
Not mine either.
It's not news, is it?
I'm going to let you decide that one. And you've called it not news, so we'll go with that.
Well, I've included it in this segment.
You have indeed.
So I've already discounted it.
All right, it's not news. Throw it in the bin. Move on with the conversation. What actually was news? What did we miss?
Right, so we need to talk. Not just you and me, but collectively.
Thank God for
everybody,
that.
Everybody needs to talk. About Australia at the UN and what us, our nation, are doing there. So this week, the UN wanted to propose an international investigation into what's been happening in Myanmar recently regarding Rohingya refugees, that is kind of tantamount to genocide.
Kind of tantamount usually means genocide, but go on.
Yeah, it's a massive crisis. It's a really serious situation. And so the UN process, every country gets to have their say and have their vote. And guess who didn't want this investigation to happen?
You are kidding me.
It was us.
Oh, my. Okay, no, that's actually rendered me speechless. That's incredible. Yeah. Why haven't I heard about this?
This isn't the first time that Australia has vetoed something at the UN. We're currently the anti-force in the UN movement to calm down the use of nuclear weapons. So the UN's been, for a while, trying to curb the development of nuclear arms, and Australia has been against that because we mine uranium. And this, again, now we're trying to tell Burma to deal with their own problems. And this is us. This is our nation being represented internationally. And we're like the Bond villains.
We are indeed the Bond villains. And I didn't hear about any of this because presumably my time was taken up watching an animated GIF of a child walk into a room.
It was a good GIF, but let's scroll down the page a little bit. And pay attention to some of the stuff that's going on internationally, because it's pretty disturbing.
It is utterly disturbing, as it usually is every time we talk this week. Every week, rather. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.